After setbacks for Russia's forces in the war in Ukraine, these videos broadcast by the Ministry of Defense are widely seen as a morale booster for the public. The country's leaders say it cannot lose.
We have become stronger because we are together. The truth is behind us, and in truth there is strength, which means victory. Victory will be ours.
Scenes suggesting Russian military domination of air and sea were broadcast across the country's television screens and social media platforms on Saturday. No one questions the size and power of Russia's military. It has the world's largest combat tank fleet, its largest self-propelled artillery system, the second largest military air fleet, the second largest number of warships, and it boasts 1.3 million personnel, including reserves. But many are questioning its performance.
The Russians are wondering, how can a country with all this military superiority lose battle after battle in front of a much smaller army like that of Ukraine?
Is Viniti Dobry den?
Excuse me, how do you assess the special military operation now?
No comment.
It's difficult to get reaction on the street.
It's against Ukraine, backed up by more than 50 industrialized nations, the so-called Ramstein coalition. And in such a war of attrition against a coalition of industrial nations that have a GDP more than 100 times that of Russia, and a military-industrial complex also bigger than Russian, and have more sophisticated weapons, that's a war Russia cannot win.
On 9 November came the big shock. The Minister of Defense, on the advice and request of his most combative field commander, Sergei Surovikin, ordered the withdrawal of Russian forces from Kherson. It was the only regional capital Russia had captured since it invaded Ukraine.
And now Russia is on the defensive. So Russia right now hopes that they'll inflict enough casualties on the Ukrainians that they will suppress Ukrainian electricity grid, and that Ukraine and that the economic crisis, the energy crisis in the West, will make the West put pressure on Ukraine for some kind of ceasefire. Russia desperately needs a ceasefire because the continuation of the war brings a Russian defeat.
Back in Russia, preparations for a possible new offensive are underway. Avant-garde supersonic missiles are being mobilized. And on Friday, Moscow announced the second test launch of its most destructive conventional weapon, the Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missile, popularly nicknamed Satan. Donbas region, soldiers are being trained on what's described as new and previously unknown weapons. Moscow's message appears to be Russia hasn't exhausted its means, and that's left many wondering what the next phase of this war would look like. Mohammed Fall, Al Jazeera, Moscow.